So I wanted to read the poem that I read during the Meininger Monkey course, The Guest House. I don't know if people remember that one, but I thought it would be nice to kind of keep that in mind before we go into the practice this afternoon. So The Guest House, this is a poem by Rumi. This being human is a guest house. Every morning a new arrival. A joy, a depression, a meanness. Some momentary awareness comes as an unexpected visitor. Welcome and entertain them all, even if they are a crowd of sorrows who violently sweep your house empty of its furniture. Still, treat each guest honorably. He may be clearing you out for some new delight. The dark thought, the shame, the malice. Meet them at the door laughing and invite them in. Be grateful for whatever comes because each has been sent as a guide from beyond. So it's nice to kind of keep that in mind as we're practicing. And I thought we'd introduce just a small uncomfortable thought, not a big one in the practice today. Just as an opportunity to really practice with the inner resources we've been developing or over years have developed to kind of go into difficulty and come out of it and sort of see how we can transition through these different states of mind and emotion, and maybe even to be able to see that there's an awareness that can stay steady throughout. So we'll just start off making sure everyone's finding a comfortable sitting position. And again, it'll be a bit of a longer sit, so make sure that if you need supports for your knees, or a cushion to tilt your hips forward a little bit, if your back's getting sore, that you have all that. And maybe starting the meditation today, just bringing awareness to sound. So sometimes the internal focus can be difficult to maintain, and anchoring awareness on something external is a little bit easier. So just allowing the ears and the whole body to become like a giant receptor that just vibrates with the sounds as they pass. Letting go of the need to label or judge sounds, or trying to figure out what they mean. Just allowing sounds to be vibrations passing through. And see if you can cultivate a listening that includes more than just the ears, but the entire body. Coming so close to the sound that it's part of you almost. Perhaps also noticing spaces between sounds and feeling that with your entire being. noticing if the mind wants to get involved with the sounds. If it does, just being aware of that and gently drawing yourself back to just being a receptor. Noticing if there's a desire arising for certain kinds of sound or an aversion to certain kinds of sound. And seeing what it's like, if it's possible to just set that aside for a moment to be with the sounds that are here, whatever they appear as. Now shifting attention, bringing awareness instead of to sound, to thought. Seeing if you can open to thought in the same way. Thoughts, just vibrations passing through. Letting go of interpreting, judging, holding on to certain thoughts, or trying to get rid of others, just allowing vibrations to be, staying as that spacious awareness within which the vibrations happen. You could even try intentionally listening to your thoughts. Listen carefully. If you find yourself getting entangled in a thought, see if you can step back and release it, just noticing it as a vibration again. You might even feel the vibration of that thought in your entire being. So become very intimate with the thought without trying to control it or engage with it. So just taking a few moments now to introduce an uncomfortable thought intentionally, something that's like a 3 or 4 on a scale from 1 to 10. And just allow it to be there in the same way. So feel its vibration, feel it radiating through your body, through your being. Feeling the emotion. Allowing yourself to investigate it carefully. And if there's an emotion that goes with it, seeing if you can feel the edges of the emotion, finding where it lands in the body, how deep it is, how intense, you might notice if it makes the body want to move, or if it's a more static kind of sensation. And maybe even bringing this quality of loving awareness to this difficult thought. So actually opening the heart up to and embracing the uncomfortable. Just holding space for it in a way that is kind, non-rejecting. And if it's not possible, that's okay too. Perhaps recognizing the common humanity of suffering and difficulty. And that having this experience is a very human experience. Not personal to you. You might even try offering the part of you that's feeling the difficulty some words of kindness or encouragement. Words suitable to what that part needs. The words you would share with a good friend, a best friend. and see what vibration those thoughts create in the body. Noticing how that vibration might be different from the vibration of the initial thought. And then allowing yourself to turn back to whatever anchors you in the present moment. So coming out of thought for a moment and returning to the breath or to sound, whatever will anchor you to this moment, to a sense of groundedness and home inside yourself. If you find that you're a bit drowsy, maybe putting a little bit more energy into your posture. Take a couple of deep breaths. You can open your eyes a little bit if you need to. Just take in your surroundings. Or even, again, intentionally giving yourself a thought that will wake you up. So it could be a very pleasant thought or a very unpleasant thought that might give you a little jolt. And then come back to the breath again. And again, whenever some strong thought vibrations come up, some strong emotions, just investigating it using RAIN, so recognizing that this has happened and accepting that this has happened. Investigate the details of the experience and seeing the non-personal nature of thought and emotion or physical sensation even. Just seeing it coming and going, coming and going. And then returning your attention to this moment, to the magic of each inhale, this amazing force that moves through us, keeping the body alive. again, if you find yourself getting drowsy, just taking a few of those deeper breaths, giving a little energy to your practice. Just wrapping up the sitting practice, letting some light in, maybe stretching your legs.